This autogenic scriptural relaxation is based on the Gospel of John, chapter 15, The Vine and the Branches. Take a moment to find a quiet place where you will not be disturbed, and either sit or lie down, and just allow your body and your mind and your heart a chance to rest from the worries of the day. Close your eyes and listen carefully to these words. Begin by taking a deep breath in, and as you breathe in through your nose, imagine breathing in the Holy Spirit deep into your body. And hold it there for a moment, and when you are ready, release through your mouth. And as you breathe out any worries, anxieties, or troubles that you have, and just rest. And take another long, slow, deep breath in through your nose, breathing all the way in, filling your lungs and your belly. And breathe in the Holy Spirit. And hold it for a moment. And as you release through your mouth, breathe out. Take a deep breath out and release anything that you are preoccupied with, any concerns that you have, any burdens that you have. Give them to God during this time. And take one more long, deep breath in through your nose and breathe in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. Breathe them into your body, your mind, your heart, your soul. And hold it for a moment. And finally, one last time, if there's anything else on your mind, breathe out and offer that to God. The Vine and the Branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. Imagine that your body is a branch connected to God. Each of your limbs, your legs, your arms, your fingers, your toes, your head, all of these are under the care of the vine grower. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Imagine God pruning you, caring for you, taking away from you anything that is dying or dead or causing you pain. Imagine that you are totally in his care. And allow your body to rest in his care. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. Imagine yourself remaining in God. He is in you, and you are in him. He is in you, and you are in him. Remain in me as I remain in you. Imagine yourself full, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Imagine yourself with the indwelling Trinity deep within you. Each one of your limbs sustained, filled with this life. Beginning with your toes and your feet, imagine God is within you. Jesus within you, the vine grower, providing for you. Totally connected to him. Removing from you anything that does not bear fruit. Removing from you anything that is broken or causes pain. removing any blemish. Your feet feel full and heavy and warm, filled, connected to the vine. And you move up to your legs, beginning with your calves, and any emptiness that is there is full. And then to your knees, the Holy Spirit filling up your body. The vine grower taking away anything that causes you pain. You are connected to the source of life. And that life continues to fill you as you imagine the life moving up into your thighs and your torso. You're full. You are connected. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Imagine yourself connected to the vine, connected to Jesus, one with Jesus. He is in you and you are in him, and he continues to fill your being. Now from your lower body to your upper body, filling your stomach, which seems so often empty and hungry, quenching any thirst that you have. Your stomach is full. Your stomach is heavy. Your stomach is warm. You are connected to the vine. You are filled. And as you continue to move up, allow the Holy Spirit to fill your chest. Feel the warmth. Your upper body is heavy. It begins to sink deeply. And that same vine, you're so connected to it that it's connected to your very heart, to your very soul. And you feel the warmth. You feel the life. You feel God moving within you, filling you, completing you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Now imagine that vine, that source of life, Jesus, spreading to your arms and your hands, and everything that you do is all because of your connection with Christ. You can do nothing on your own. You don't have to do anything on your own. Why would you want to do anything on your own? You are connected. Fill your fingers and your hands full of the Holy Spirit. Imagine that warmth and that heaviness spreading up your arms and your veins to your forearms and your shoulders. And imagine your shoulders connected, your whole body connected to the vine. All of your limbs, all of your branches are one with the vine. And your body begins to rest. All the tension and pressure is gone, because it's not you who does the growing. It's not you who does the pruning. It's the vine grower. It is God working within you. Jesus and you are one. He is in you, and you are in him. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. Imagine the Spirit now rising up from your shoulders, through your neck, all the tension releasing into your head. Your head that has tried to control so much, your mind that has tried to manage and plan and work. Remember, I can do nothing without him. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. Imagine now your entire mind being filled with this word of God. Your mind, your head, your imagination, all of it connected with God, remaining in God, one with God. Feel that rest now as your head sinks deeply. Feel the warmth, the fullness, the pressure and tension relief, realizing that without him, you can do nothing. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Imagine the same life radiating through your face and through your eyes. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. You are his disciple. And this word that you have been listening to, this word that you have been connected to, this word that you have been allowing to grow in you, by this you will bear much fruit, and you are his disciple. As the Father loves me, so I love you. Remain in my love. Your entire body is filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is in you, and you are in him. The Father and I are one. Imagine your entire body filled with Christ, all the way from your feet to your legs, to your torso, to your stomach, to your chest, to your heart, to your arms, to your hands, to your shoulders, to your neck, to your head, to your face, filled, fulfilled, warm, complete. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father loves me, so also I love you. Remain in my love. Remain connected to this vine. You are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. Allow yourself to rest for a moment, completely connected, completely full, one with Christ, one with the Father, the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. As you come to the end of this relaxation, allow the word to remain in you. And as you transition back into your day, remember that you are connected to the vine. Remember that you are full. Remember that the Father is in you and you are in him. Remember that Christ is one with you. Remember that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Remember to remain in this love. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. Slowly open your eyes. Feel how relaxed your body is, and let this word echo in your heart. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love.